In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Lake Michigan had the highest number of drownings last year, with 56, something the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project wants to lower as summer gets underway. Executive Director Dave Benjamin says beaches need lifeguards, and there's no reason they cannot be funded by cities who attract tourists to their waterfronts.
Last summer, the city of Muskegon started to charge for parking. They're charging $5 per vehicle on a weekday, $7 on a weekend or holiday. In the short summer months that they were charging for parking, they raised over $500,000. That is enough money to start a brand new lifeguard program, brand new equipment, and fund it for 4 years.
Benjamin would also like better signage at beaches and education on water safety in schools. Silver Beach County Park in Berrien County has lifeguards, but there are no beaches in South Haven that do. Benton Harbor City Commissioners have approved the Harbor River Fest to be held August 6th and 7th at Yarborough Park along the St. Joseph River. Speaking during a Monday meeting, Mayor Marcus Muhammad said the event, largely organized by volunteers, would be good for the community.
To me, given everything that has happened and gone on, we need something positive in the community, in the city, for the people.
Harbor River Fest is being organized by a group of community leaders, stakeholders, and citizens. The approved resolution says it could feature concerts, a run, food trucks, and a showcase of local talent. One of the supporters is Commissioner Sharon Henderson.
We get people from Benton Harbor. We get people from the region. Every business that's in this community will make money if they got something to sell or something. So it's not just going to benefit this particular fest, and hopefully it'll continue.
Community and Economic Development Director Alex Little said there used to be a River Fest about 30 years ago that was a success. And with development since then, this River Fest could mean bigger economic development. Commissioners had some questions about vendors that will be ironed out as the festival approaches. Michigan has 419 new cases of COVID-19 for Sunday and Monday combined. The Department of Health and Human Services says that is equal to roughly 210 new cases each day. There were 11 deaths since Saturday. So far, there have been 890,764 cases of COVID-19, and 19,376 have died from it. In southwest Michigan, Berrien County has 11 new cases for 13,897, with one additional death for 269. There were no new cases in Cass County, now at a total of 4,775 and 71 deaths. And there are three new cases in Van Buren County for a total of 6,648. And deaths are also up by one to 116. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.